Let me take you to Brazil for what seems like our now daily dose of political chaos in the country. After a marathon 20-hour Senate session, lawmakers this morning voted to suspend the deeply unpopular President Dilma Rousseff. She's now set to face trial for breaking financial rules. Rousseff fired back in an address to the nation saying the suspension was fraudulent and amounted to a coup. The World's Will Carlos joins us from Rio. Suspension, Will tells me, is not quite the same thing as Rousseff being impeached.
What this basically means is that she sort of stands down. She basically is no longer the acting president, and she'll be taken over by the vice president, Michel Temer. She will be going on trial, which means that she has to sort of present evidence and give her defense. And then at the end of 180 days, or about 6 months, they will hold another vote in the Senate. And if 2/3 of senators vote for her impeachment, at that point, she is actually impeached. She's forced out. She is no longer president.
Well, as you said, Vice President Michel Temer is taking over for Rousseff, but he's also under investigation for financial misconduct. What's he been accused of?
Basically the same thing. I mean, this all comes down to whether or not Rousseff was giving orders to move money around in government accounts. It's basically creative accounting. The point is that on certain overseas trips, Michel Temer was the acting president, and he, it's alleged, did the same thing that Rousseff did. So the point is, if she can be impeached for this, he can too. That's the legal side of it. Of course, there's a political side to this. In order to bring this impeachment trial against the president, you need a 2/3 vote of Congress. And it's not believed that that would happen against Temer. He's coming into power with sort of quite a lot of support and a pretty wide mandate.
So Michel Temer's from a different party than Dilma Rousseff. What will a Temer presidency look like for Brazil?
All signs show that it will be a little bit more centrist. I mean, he's seen as a more business-friendly candidate, comes from a less liberal party. The context of this, though, is that he's kind of hamstrung. I mean, he doesn't have very long to do very much. He also needs to keep an awful lot of allies happy. So we really don't know.
How long will he be in office?
If she sticks around for the full 180 days and then is voted out, then he will take over sort of more permanently until the next round of elections in 2018. He's sitting pretty.
And Dilma Rousseff right now, she essentially under house arrest. Where is she staying and what is her legal status as a federal rule breaker?
She's certainly not under arrest. She hasn't been found guilty of anything yet. So she's more sort of on vacation. In fact, there was a great trending hashtag in Brazil. You know, what would you do if you were Dilma? with all of these kind of suggestions of wild and wacky ways to go off and, I don't know, learn scuba diving or learn the piano or something. So what she'll be doing is fighting for her political survival. She's teamed up with former President Lula, her predecessor, and she's going to probably be working with him very, very hard to keep drumming up support and try and get her job back.
Fighting for political survival and in a couple of months probably fighting for Olympics tickets.
Well, I don't think she'll have to fight very hard for those. There's plenty of those on the market, yeah.
Our Brazil correspondent, Will Carlos, joining us from Rio. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're with The World.